You gotta be kidding me. We did not defeat the Democrats. Only to have, oh my gosh, John Thune. Remember him telling Donald Trump not to interfere in the Senate election?
Yeah.
For leader, only to have John Thune undo everything. Can you imagine for a moment? I'm not saying it's going to happen, okay? Can you imagine the Senate, which is led by Republicans, Lindsey Graham and John Thune? I say Lindsey Graham because Lindsey Graham is the chairman of the Budget Committee, forcing Donald Trump to sign a bill that funds Medicaid for 1.4 million illegal immigrants in violation of federal law. By the way, that's illegal. Which is getting lost here. This is what's so incredible. I mean, just stand back for a moment and marvel at where the Bush Republicans, and there's still a couple of them. They're like landmines buried. They'll blow your legs off. Lindsey Graham's one of them. So is John Thune. By that, I mean, their fundraising base is from the Bush era. They were recruited, groomed, and all of the people they owe are from the Bush era. Now, remember who George W. Bush is, besides being an open borders guy. This is a guy who just last year was part of a nonprofit with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton raising money for Joe Biden's illegal immigrant flights into the country. Remember, they made a big deal of telling us, oh, well, the taxpayer isn't paying. Well, who is? Oh, Bush and Clinton, Obama are raising money for it. I said, they ought to go to prison. Let's RICO them straight to prison. I don't care if they're ex-presidents, but they're above the law. So what is happening here is the Bush people are calling up Thune and Graham and all of them say, listen, the employers who donate the money that keep the Bush family in what little power they have left in the Republican Party, those donors, the source of their money, those donors have only one interest, Lee, and that is to continue carrying out the tax evasion scheme, which is illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is not about labor. It's not about Americans being lazy. It's about bringing in people to dilute the worker pool, bust down wages, but most importantly, to avoid taxes. And then the expenses, because you don't pay your workers enough, the expenses for the health care, the expenses for the food, all of that gets sloughed off on the middle class of the United States of America. It's been a great scam for a long time, and it's the only reason that the Bush cabal has power, because those donors give money to be able to continue breaking the law. Okay, I set that up. So the parliamentarian of the Senate is not elected. It's an unelected body. They could eliminate her job tomorrow, or they could just ignore her. She was appointed by Harry Reid back in 2012, a Democrat who is now dead. Do you think for a moment, if we were to replace her with a Republican, conservative Republican, do you think for a moment the Democrats would allow that conservative Republican, a parliamentarian, if they were in charge, to say, hey, no more funding for illegal immigrants illegally to get Medicaid and Medicare? Because that wouldn't happen.
Well, they do what they always do. They'd simply ignore the rules, say they don't apply to them.
Yeah, well, John Thune is using, he's the leader, and I use that term lately, of the Republicans in the Senate, is saying, well, you know, I have to go along with the parliamentarian. No, you don't, you liar. You lying sack. You do not. You can ignore anything she says. You can fire her. In fact, that would be a really good idea. So when you hear what she has dictated, I'm sorry, I did not go to the polls to elect the Senate parliamentarian. She doesn't get to say. This is outrageous that Thune is like, well, yeah, I don't have a choice. Sorry. Listen to what she's saying has to stay in this bill. 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid, illegally in violation of federal law, get to stay. They get to get the Medicaid, which means more get to get the Medicaid. Medicare for illegal immigrants. This is outrageously. I don't even get free government health care. I have to pay, and I'm an American citizen.
What, food stamps? You're looking for equity, Tara? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm a lesser life form than an illegal immigrant. SNAP benefits, because, of course, the Bush employers don't pay enough. SNAP benefits. Which is food stamps. You've got to feed the illegals somehow. I mean, if they're going to work in our factories and depress wages, I mean, somebody's, if you got to cut their wages, somebody got to pay them. So it's going to be the government. It's going to be you. We'll print the money. You pay at the grocery store when you check out. You know what else she stripped out? The drilling permits. Fast-tracking energy drilling permits. You know how Joe Biden put the coasts of our country off limits to drilling?
Yeah, and Governor McMaster, too.
Yeah, he's a disaster. A guy can't be gone fast enough. Well, and there's no reason for us not to do. Can you imagine the powerhouse South Carolina would be? Okay. If we could, when we have the biggest deposit of natural gas is off our coast. Can you imagine? All we got to do is run a pipeline out there.
And we can't even look for it.
No.
The state and anybody else is barred from even looking for it because we might disturb some dolphins.
And as well, we wouldn't even do that because as Jeff Duncan exhaustively tried to explain to these idiots, the platforms they have now, they're not like the ones in the Gulf of Florida where you can actually see them off the coast. You can't see them the way they're built. You sit all day long on that beach. You'll never see.
You mean Gulf of America, Terry?
I'm sorry. Things are moving so fast.
I know.
So anyway, and here's the outrage of it, okay? I've spent a lot of time on those beaches with my kids in Charleston, Myrtle Beach, because I did radio on both places. Do you know what you see when you sit on those beaches? Those big, massive, nasty cargo container ships with the rust leaking down the side, like the rust stains, just a parade of them coming into port. And that's killed our tourism. It didn't. You gonna tell me a natural gas platform out there that you can't even see is going to do anything? Can you imagine piping that into this state and building our manufacturing, like as the backbone of our manufacturing? The prices that we can manufacture, well, it would make too much sense. Sorry, what am I thinking? Anyway.
Oh, we might even fund roads and bridges. Nah, that would make too much sense,
and we never do anything that makes any sense. So anyway, back on this. So John Thune trying to say, oh, so sorry. Yeah, but the parliamentarian is saying, can you imagine making Donald Trump sign a bill that funds Medicaid and Medicare for illegal immigrants that he's trying to remove from the country? That is an anchor to keep them here. It is outrageous. Stripping Trump's energy drilling permits. Well, I'm sorry. Did Thune get an email from China? Is that it? Is that what they want? Republican leadership, y'all. This is why we lose. So there's a lot of ways around this. J.D. Vance can overrule the parliamentarian. John Thune could come to his senses, fire her, or ignore her. But here's your problem, Lee, right now. And by the way, they asked Lindsey Graham about this. Well, you know, how on earth can you pass this? Like, how can you even do this? I'll play that in a minute. He's like, well, you know, we got to get this to Trump's desk. Got to go fast. It's not worth it. Not worth it.
Always beware the bums rush.
Yeah, really. I know. And whenever Congress starts moving fast like that and claiming they're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Well, here's Representative Tim Burchett from the House, right? And he is just you can tell this, he's just gobsmacked. Like, wait, you want us to fund Medicaid for illegals, food stamps for illegals, take the drilling permits out of it? I mean, this is a horror show. Here he is.
I don't know why we allow an unelected bureaucrat that much control, but what I worry about in the Senate bill is, of course, the allowing illegals and folks that shouldn't be on Medicaid to be on Medicaid. I don't see why that's a problem.
Allows them on Medicare, too. Also, that House bill to fund sanctuary cities, this puts the funding back. Okay, here's your problem right here, okay? And they can play all the pretend they want. This has got to get killed. Let me tell you why it's got to get killed. Because you've seen how close the House is, right? The votes in the House?
Oh, yeah, it's tight. We know.
Any Republican who votes to fund Medicaid in this bill is going to get primaried. It's going to be like a dinner bell for primary challenge. I can already see the commercials. I can see them. They can't lose 10 votes over there. They can't lose 5 Republican votes over there. Republicans can't vote for this. They can't. It'll be used against them in a primary. Lindsey Graham knows it. So does John Thune. They are evil. And Either way, they win. There's not enough votes to pass this monstrosity in the House. They win. Then it's not, you know, oh, look, it's the House. It wasn't us. This is a poison pill. Now, the good news is, and I hope he's right, Senator Eric Schmidt is saying that he's claiming, nobody else is reporting this, so I don't know if it's true, but he claimed on CNN, we've already got the food stamps out of there. That would mean they're defying the parliamentarian, which is the opposite of what Thune is saying. So I don't know how that's happening, but this stuff's got to be removed. I'm telling you, Republicans cannot vote for this in the House. They will lose their seats. Thune knows it. Graham knows it. This is a game. You know what this is? This is Amnesty Lindsay working his evil behind closed doors, thinking you won't notice. Well, we noticed, sir. I want to remind you, you got a primary coming up, and it'd be a shame if people got really, really, really mad.